What's up? Welcome back. What's up? Welcome back to another episode of Lose the Tempo. It's your boy Zion Don. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? It's been a long time since we last, you know, sat down and talked with each other. It's been a minute. There's a lot been going on, a lot that I've been up to. I'm sure there's a lot y'all been doing. I know we took a pretty extensive break. So let me just update y'all on what's been going on, what we've been doing, what I've been doing specifically. Where to start? First off, let's just go with what we're looking at behind me. I'm out here, downtown San Diego. Moved out here, did it all on my own. We outside now. We in the city. We downtown. We like two blocks over from the Nova. We out here. We did it. We made it, guys. I appreciate y'all. I'm not going to lie. you guys gave me a lot of motivation. Doing this channel in general has given me a lot of motivation. I'm sorry if you hear that in the background. That's my cat. Got a cat. But yeah, I came out here dolo just because I needed to be in a city. I felt like I was missing out. I felt like there was a lot of things that I couldn't do or I didn't feel like doing because I was in the middle of fucking nowhere. I mean, I was in Moval. If y'all know anything, it's ain't shit out there. Like, yeah, we could get shit popping out there, but ain't no one want to go to Moval, bro. Ain't no one really want to. Well, don't get me wrong. Like, downtown Riverside, San Bernardino has its pockets, right? It has its areas. But if y'all want to build, if y'all want to move, I feel like there's other places you should go to. You want to go expand your horizons. You want to see more things. And that's what I did. I worked my way into this position, and now I'm here. And music ain't never stopped. Throughout this downtime with Lose the Tempo, throughout this hiatus, I've been pumping out music. I've been working. Like, I know we haven't been on here specifically, but we've been working our asses off independently. And that's what we pride ourselves with, is being independent over here. So, you know, if y'all want to do something, do it. Be independent. Go out. Get it. Right? So, yeah. I'm out here. Downtown San Diego. I've been here for about 8 months now. I had to really, like, chill out when I got here. I'm not going to lie. I moved, like, twice in 3 months from Moreno Valley to Riverside, from Riverside to downtown San Diego. And when I got here, I don't know. I needed to just relax before I just hopped into doing something. And I feel like I'm there now. Since I've been here, my personal life has just been going up. My mentality, my mind, everything. I just feel way better out here. I feel normal. I feel, I don't know, at home. I mean, I have my own home now. Look at this. This is insane. Look at this. Fucking insane. Like, I would have never thought I'd be here by myself, you know? So with that being said, by myself, future of this channel, Husky's out there doing his own thing. He has his Husky Bass platform where he's been releasing a lot of music from other people. So if you guys want to try to, you know, get on there, I would definitely suggest going through Husky's page and looking through his links and doing all that. He has a dope channel going on with this Husky Bass. So yeah, peep that. Check out his music coming. But with that being said, it's just me now, right now, for the time being. We're going to be carrying this podcast. We're going to be doing everything that we were doing prior and more. I'm in a situation now where I can. Like, I could do all of this. All the gear that I have now. Like, I don't know if you noticed this, but you see that? That's some new shit we got. Like, this camera be following me now. That's insane. Like, I wouldn't be able to do this before. Look out for a bunch of new shit like that. But for the most part, I really just wanted to get on here and let y'all know we coming back. We're doing it better than ever. We're in downtown San Diego now. And if you guys know anything about San Diego right now, is they're getting their basing popping out here. They're getting their EDM scene in general. Like, obviously, y'all know Insomniac took over Nova and took over Bloom. So Insomniac is putting in some dope artists. Like, Nova always has some dope artists Friday night, Saturday night, that is dope, because not only are they booking big headlining artists, but there's someone in charge of book. I actually know who this is. I don't know the name off the top of my head. I found them on Instagram and all that. But there's someone out, like, in charge of bookings, right? And they're booking all the up and coming talent. And I think that's really dope, because whenever talent comes to the Nova right here, I'm gonna try to get them to come through, kick it here, and before they head over there, you know, like, have a conversation before the event. And then hopefully after the fact, I can hit the event, grab some footage. You know, I want to do more downtown things. I like being in my new studio area and all that, but I do want to get more clips of the city. I do want to get more clips of me being outside with these artists, see how they move, show them how to move around out here. I want to do more of that. But, like, also, I don't only want to talk to artists, music artists specifically. I want to talk to people who chose music and went somewhere else and are in the scene. Like, that's something that I'm really interested on, because I do music. That's something that's never going to stop. But within doing music, I also found a lot of other avenues to make a living with. Like, I do so much outside of just produce music that I now get paid for. And that's really cool, because if you know anything about the music business, which it's hard, like, to know anything about this business, because this business is, it's almost not real. Like, it's weird for me to say that, but, like, the music business, there's no actual business in music, MP3, like, files. There's really no business within that anymore. Anyone can make a dope track. Anyone could go out and make some pretty decent music. It's not that hard anymore. I get it. The creativity is the good part about it. So definitely there's a lot more creativity out there. But making actual music, it's not too hard anymore. Like, there was a time where people needed producers to make sounds, music for their videos, for whatever projects they're working on. But now there's so many elements and websites out there that could help people with doing this, that music business is different. You're no longer getting into this business to have one hit and you're off. It's not how it works anymore. One hit wonders are damn near almost gone. Like, it's really hard to be a one hit wonder, because it's so much more. If you want to be that one hit, you got to have everything outside the hit. You know, like, social media is a big thing, how you carry yourself, how you talk, how you choose to put your brand out, how you choose to promote, all of that, it, like, adds in now. And not to say that it's like impossible, or it's not going to be a feasible way to make money with your music, is just MP3 streaming platforms. Like, not to say that that's not going to be a big thing still, but we're already seeing it. We're already in the age of where we're already in the age of where music isn't making money anymore. Like, that's just not what's going on, unfortunately. Music is now on the back burner of everything. Music is like the small piece of everything else, pretty much. So when I say that, I mean, like, your music isn't going to pay you. You're not going to be living off of your music alone. Like, if that's what you think this music business is, like, you're going to make a bunch of songs, you're going to stream really well, and that's how you're going to make your money. I'm sorry, but that's not how this works at all. You're making your music now to be a product. Your music is like, I want to give you guys like a scenario of how you could paint your music or what your music is in a business sense. Your music is your billboard. That's what it is. So say you own a store or something, and you want people to come into your store. Your music is your sign outside of your building. Your music is your posters that you're putting up on your wall. Think about it like that. That's what your music is. Your music needs to be that hook that's going to hook people in and get them excited about all your other endeavors. That's kind of what music is now. Like, it's no longer just, hey, I'm releasing music. This is what it is. And now I'm going to make money. You gotta, like, this is realistically what's going to happen with a lot of people that make great music, right? They're going to make great music. They're going to put it out. Right there, that's already you hit a milestone. You made good music, you put it out. And a lot of people think that's it. Like, yeah, now I made it, now I put it out, now I'm waiting for people to catch up and see if they, I don't know, like, you're not understanding that putting out the music is the hard part. Getting it in front of people is the hard part. Like, that's all businesses in general, is how can you put your music in front of eyes, ears? How can people listen to it? And then is your music and your visuals and your little paragraph that you're using to promote, is that going to hook people in to check out everything else now? Because like I said, your music isn't going to be making you too much money. If anything, it's going to float you. If anything, it's going to be some extra pocket change. Like, music isn't something you'll be able to live off of. Like, don't think that you're going to put out a bunch of music, so they're going to get tens of thousands of streams every month, and then you'll be able to pay your rent. Like, that's just not how it works, unfortunately. Like, your music is to promote you and what you could do. Your music is to promote your creativity. And if people like that creativity, if people fuck with your image, the way you put things out, they're going to want to fuck with you more. They're going to want to book you more because you have this solid background foundation. You have your look. You have everything. Like, and you got to think about this as if you're the person booking, as if you're the person that has all the power, right? So imagine you're someone that runs any product, bro, any product. I'm trying to sell a drink, right? How do I get someone to buy my drink? Okay, well, let me put it in the hands of someone famous, and now they could see people drinking my drink. Now people could see people drinking my drink. That's the same thing for music. How do you expect to put your track on a streaming platform with billions of other fucking songs on there? How do you expect people to hear your music outside of your social media? Your social media is like 0.00005% of the people in the world. So, like, how do you expect everyone else to hear your music? The hard part about it is it's about you reaching out now. The whole making the music is done. Now you have to reach out to platforms that are also doing what you're doing, that also look like they're at the caliber you are. And it's not to say there's, like, people are at low tiers or anything like that, but it's to say that people put in time, effort, sweat, blood, tears into their craft, and you could tell. You could tell when someone's half-assing their shit. You could tell when someone just made a track two nights ago, made some artwork real quick, and then posted it up. You could tell that shit. Like, I'm sorry to say, but like, spending 10 hours on a track, 24, however long on a track, is step one. Like, that's only going to get you so far. So just, that's things I'm going to be touching on, like, how to promote or how to get your music to bigger ears, bigger eyes, all of that. And that's something I'm going to be touching on with all the artists I have come in, all the people that run brands, all of that. I'm going to be touching on that because specifically, like, people don't understand, like, you could get pretty far with half-assed music. But is your photos that you take fire as fuck? Are your gigs that you accept, do those make you look really good? Like, do you bring out people when you go out? Because that's part of, like, this whole thing. Like, you need a fan base. Like, you need, and I don't even want to say a fan base. You need a community of people that are going to support you, you know, like, regardless. And that's the hardest part, finding that community for you that's going to enjoy everything you do, that's going to put money into things you do. Like, this is a give and take industry, you know. You're going to give them so much and you need to take something. You need to take, whether it's money, comments, whatever the case, whatever you think is going to be valuable to you is what you got to go out and look for. Like, no one's just going to hand you this shit unless they see that you're also putting in these blood, sweat, tears and everything, you know. People want that a lot. So just remember that. Yeah. So let me, I've recorded this episode like 3 or 4 times already. I'm not going to lie. I have like 4 of these that I've recorded that just, they didn't feel right when I did it. Mainly because like I said, it's been a while since we've did this, since I've done this. And like, it just felt weird. It just felt weird. Like, I was doing this with the homie Husky, and now it's going to be me doloing it, right? I'm not going to lie. A lot of my energy, some of the times when we recorded it, when we would record this with Carlos, with Husky, like, it wouldn't be there. And my guy would, like, I don't think, like, no one knows this, right? Like, no one knows how people affect your energy. People might not even notice it, but like, there was times where I came in not motivated, but homie was here, so hell yeah, let's do it. You know, it's like little things like that that really like would push me sometimes. And now doing it dolo, it's all my energy, it's all like how I feel. So it's a little more difficult. I'm doing everything. I'm doing the recording, I'm doing the editing, I'm doing the audio, I'm doing the clips, I'm doing the everything, contacting all of that. And it like, to do this by yourself, it's a lot of work. I'm not going to lie to you. I really appreciate the help I had from Husky at the time. You know, like, I really appreciated it. It doesn't seem like, I mean, Carlos had told me, Husky's told me, like, he didn't want to be a podcaster. And I get that, you know, this isn't for everyone. Like, this isn't, if you're not passionate about this, like, I understand, like, it's going to take a lot out of you. But I'm the type of person who wants to sit down with people, who wants to have conversations. Like, I like it. I like hearing that. I want other people to hear it, because I'll touch on things that most people won't. And not to say that I'm going to talk about it and, like, talk about certain subjects that are really touchy, but it's because I know how to ask questions to get real answers. You know, like, there's a lot of podcasts, EDM podcasts specifically, where there isn't someone who's doing this, where there isn't someone who's been on the grind. And these people are really fans. And don't get me wrong, I'm a fan. Like, I don't know. To say I'm a fan of someone is really difficult now, because I don't see anyone and think, like, damn, like, that person, I look up to that person. Like, no, like, that's not how it works. I don't look up to, like, a whole person as an individual. I look up to maybe, like, damn, I like how they lay drums. I like how this person makes their images. I like how this person does their synths. But I never aspired, like, I want to be like this person. Like, I never aspire, like, damn, that's the guy. Like, obviously I'm able to recognize, like, damn, this person's dope. Like, they know what they're doing. Like, I could recognize that. Like, for every artist that's out there making it big, I think it's dope. But I look at them as my peers. Like, I don't look at them as, like, a fanboy. It's weird to even say that, because I ain't shit. Like, I'm just Zion Dom putting out music to the ether that hopefully people like, right? I don't really have that community that I was talking about. But I still feel like I'm no different from these motherfuckers. Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing in me. When I meet these people, I'm like, damn, you're just like me. Like, that's, I look at everyone like that. Like, you're just like me, except this happened, or you ended up doing this. Like, no one's, I don't look at people and be like, damn, you're like God. Like, you're, you know, like, I don't. It's strange to me. Everyone's on the same plane. Everyone's on the same level. Like, everyone is. Like, no one's on a bigger level. Like, yeah, I get it. They have a bigger community, but that's it. Like, I feel the same. So, like, when I meet people that do this, like, I feel connected. Like, I feel like, hey, bro, like, we doing the same thing. Like, I'm glad to hear your struggles, that you're going through the struggles you're going through, and you're still doing what you're doing. Because that's kind of what inspires me to do all this, you know? Like, I go through a lot. If y'all knew the half of the shit I've been through, like, you would have quit a long time ago. I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of people would have quit a long fucking time ago. You have no idea the shit I had to go through to be right fucking here. And I'm happy. I'm glad I did it. We did it. We out here, you know? So don't look at these other people as different. So I'm going to be touching on these things with other artists just so everyone can get an insight. And just, you know, like, I want to know people. You know, I want to just know people as a people. I'm sure everyone, like, it's really apparent now, especially if you're, like, someone who's into podcasting and doing a whole bunch of other – and podcasting and into listening to podcasts and interviews. It's easy to see the people that It's easy to see the people that are humble – that really care about the craft, the art. And then there's people that just care about being big. And don't get me wrong, there's no wrong or right. Like, if all you care about is making it, that's not wrong, bro. Like, there's nothing wrong with just, I want to make it. Ain't nothing wrong about that. It's just like, you're going to take certain steps that are opportunistic. And you can see the opportunistic people. It's easy when you're talking to them. And, like, it's easy to talk to people that are new into this and see, like, oh, this person has drive. This person has hunger versus this person just wants to be booked and say they DJ. And it sucks. I don't even want to, like, put that on DJs either. But, like, there's a lot of people like that in the industry in general that are going to say they're putting in work, that are going to say they're doing this, this, and that. But they're only doing it so people could pay attention to them. Which, I was listening to a podcast recently. Who was it? It was the Are You Garbage podcast. And they asked a person, like, they asked their guest, like, why did you start comedy? And the realest answer that I think I've heard anyone ever give ever was, like, I like the attention. And at the end of the day, people do things for attention. And I'm not saying people are making music just for the attention, but they like the feeling that they got when they first made music and showed it to someone, and, like, they got a certain reaction. It was attention that they got. Like, people do it for a certain attention, you know? And it's a good feeling. And if you do this for that, you're not wrong for it. If you're doing this to evolve music, you're not wrong for it. If you're doing this just to be outside and have a good time, you are not wrong for doing this. So don't let anyone say, damn, bro, what the fuck? Like, fuck them, bro. Like, do what you gotta do, and fuck everyone else. That's something that I really live by, that I think is the most important thing. Be you. Be undeniably you. Fuck what everyone else has to say. Be humble if you can. Just don't, like, shit on people. Like, you know, there's times and places where you could joke and shit like that, which you'll see me do that with a bunch of people. Like, when it's weird, like, I'm by myself, so I'm able to talk like this and connect with a camera and a microphone like this. But when I'm with people, it's jokes. It's nonstop. That's how I connect. That's how I know how to feel good around people. I like to smile, give jokes, shit like that. You feel me? So, don't let anyone say the reason you're doing this is wrong. There's no wrong reasons to get into EDM. There's legit no wrong reasons. Also, another thing with accepting everyone for who they are, that goes both ways for everyone, bro. I don't give a fuck if this person is this political party. I don't give a fuck if this person doesn't like a soup. Like, obviously, like, it's unfortunate for these people, right? But, like, you got to accept people for who the fuck they are, like, regardless. Like, it's only gonna help you, because if you're constantly butting heads with someone and it's because you don't like their point of view on something, let that shit go. And then see if you guys can still have a conversation. Then see if you guys can still get along. And if not, then it's in your best interest for you to separate and for you to distance and for you to stop the bad conversations, you know? Like, you don't have to give out that bad energy when someone gives you negative energy. You feel me? When someone comes at you sideways, yeah, you could like have like a quick conversation, and within a few minutes, you'll be able to see, okay, am I really having a conversation here, or are we just arguing about nothing and we're not gonna move from our point of views? Like, that's something y'all gotta assess on your own, because that's the hard part. And again, accepting people for who they are is gonna be a big thing. Like, here's an example. You know, everyone knows the term Karens. There's a bunch of Karens out there, right? But what happens when you have to work with a Karen and now you're stuck with this person? Are you just going to live your life fucking agonizing the time? Or are you going to be like, okay, this is who you are. How do we move forward positively with us being who we are? And it could work. Like, just because this person is this person doesn't mean that they don't have value in what they do, you know? Like, back to the Karen example. I worked with a Karen, straight out Karen, right? So, to me, I was like, okay, there's certain things that are going to tick you off regardless. But because I know you're a Karen, let me use this to my advantage now. Let me try and send you out to bully people on our behalf. You feel me? Let's see how we could fit you into our system and make it work. You feel me? Like, y'all can make this shit work. That's what this music industry is about. Like, shit's moving constantly. You feel me? So take what you get, learn what you learn, and move forward. Use it to your advantage and go. You feel me? Go. But yeah, my shit's running out of battery. It was going to be a short episode regardless. So yeah, hit me up, guys. I love y'all. It's been a great episode. I like that. I'm back talking. Hopefully you guys can hear it in my voice. I feel good. I feel ready for this. So catch me outside December 14th. I'll be in Los Angeles. I'm going back to back with the homegirl Violet, you know? Come support, come check us out. It's going to be a dope event. Should be fun. So yeah, come out. Like I said, come out December 14th. I'll be there with Bass Realm. Let me get the actual information for y'all, so that all y'all could come out. So, December 14th, Saturday, Bass Realm presents Unofficial Yu-Gi-Oh! Rave. If y'all know me, that's my favorite anime. Fuck with me. Costume contest, candy station, merch, dueling tables, drum and bass, trance, techno, house, all of that. All the good shit. Come out, Los Angeles, 2000 West Main Street, Alhambra, California. I have the link on my page. Go check it out. Go get tickets. Yeah. Like I said, I enjoyed doing this. I can't wait to have people in here and getting to chop it up with them again. Y'all gonna see some familiar faces, some new faces, all that. And if you guys have anything you want me to research, if you want me to dive into anything, if you want a topic to be talked about, I will be putting ask questions on our stories for y'all to just ask questions about. And I'm going to give you guys my point of view, the other point of view, and see what you guys think about it. You feel me? But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to Lose the Tempo. It's your boy Zion Don. Go stream my music, all streaming platforms, Zion-Don or Zion Don. Either one works. Yeah, I too out now. So I don't fuck with you out now. All of it for a while out now. I'm in my DMB wave. definitely not giving up bass anytime soon. But yeah, check me out. I got some music coming out soon before the year ends, some flips and stuff. Just some fun shit. But yeah, have a good night. I'll see y'all soon. Check in next week. Peace.